Well, hello, guys. Hey, it's great to be alive, isn't it? Well, it is for me when you've got a few days off and you've got some beer to drink. And you know, I didn't realise how much TV had gone downhill. Most of the newscasters are all femons, aren't they? Most of the TV programmes are about femons, or femons are the major players in it. So it's hardly watching TV at all unless you've got a station where you can actually pick a film. An old film. Magnificent Seven comes to mind, and The Getaway. No, the original Steve McQueen. But I'm glad to see that men are still walking away, especially in the Western world. But the social media and even the newspapers are awash with femons, blaming men for everything and playing a victim. So why don't femons stop complaining about us and just get on with their own lives? And let us get on with ours. Because insatiable moaning used to be for their henpecked husbands or their long-term boyfriends. But they're awash on the media and complaining about all men everywhere. And they wonder why men just don't want to be with them, or even be near or around them. You see, men have realised the juice ain't worth the squeeze. And a lot of men are refusing to lower themselves down to the femmes level, which is all about sex and debauchery. Femmes seem to think they can badmouth men all the time, and then we're supposed to take them out on a date and pay for their meal. You see, the trouble is with femmes' brains, it's in neutral most of the time. They want to put it into gear now and then. Have you seen some of the nightclubs lately? It's mostly all femmes. And you know all these dating things they put all together so that everybody can meet? Most of them are femmes as well. You see, men are too busy doing something, well, worthwhile. Because femmes are into the old superficial world, and males have more substance. Males deal in reality. And years ago, men tolerated it because, well, yeah, you guessed it. But men aren't willing to tolerate it anymore. Because males can get a bang in the hay just by swiping right. Or is it left? I don't know, I can't remember. Haven't done it for a while. And who made it that way? Femmes did. Remember the days many, many years ago, everything was all about femmes. Not anymore. Oh, I know the media is still pushing how great femmes are and how bad males are, but most males aren't listening anymore. Males have realised they're not just femmon fodder. They have a right to a life and happiness. And they're sick and tired of being the scapegoat for femmon screw-ups. So walk away, gentlemen, and walk tall. Well, I can't, but maybe you can. There's a lot of femmes actually coming of older age now and have realised how they've wasted their younger youth. And it finally hits them that it's far too late. And none of it is the men's fault. They've done it all themselves, the femmes. So don't feel sorry for the femmes. They had far more choices in life than you did, and they still screwed up. Men that walk away get a second chance. They have no time clock. There's a saying, as men get older, they get better. Well, look at me. I'm proof. I'm so old, I'm almost dead. And I'm becoming the best I've ever been. Actually, that might be Peroni talking there. I don't know. Anyway, I salute you guys who walked away. You've done the right thing. Because your responsibility, guys, isn't to appease femmes. Your responsibility is to you. Remember, it's you that's the important one. Now you remember that. And take it easy.